President Obama spent the past week defending his administration on multiple fronts. Lawmakers still want to learn more about the attack on Americans in Benghazi, Libya. There were revelations that the IRS targeted conservative political groups, and we learned about the Justice Department's subpoena of the telephone records of Associated Press reporters.
Each of these controversies captured the attention of the media. Even this fiercely disciplined White House has not been able to control the narrative, and part of that narrative now is a question whether the president is facing a second-term curse.
That term has become something of a cliché in American politics. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been looking at why presidential second terms tend to be so fraught.
Alfred Zacher is a real estate agent in Indiana with an unusual obsession. After reading about Thomas Jefferson's second-term stumbles, Zacher started thinking through the presidencies he'd watched.
I'm old enough to remember Franklin Roosevelt's packing of the Supreme Court and his difficulty. Lived through the retirement of Richard Nixon and seeing Lyndon Johnson with his difficulty. I said, this second term is troublesome. What's going on here?
So Zacher spent 8 years writing a self-published book, Presidential Power in Troubled Second Terms. By his subjective tally, only about a third of the presidents who won re-election had a successful second term.
And I thought it was an interesting question that a rather prominent historian asked me last year. Which presidents had a better second term than first term?
He came up with two names, James Madison and Andrew Jackson. There's no single reason for this apparent 8-year downward spiral. Instead, presidents succumb to many different pitfalls, from wars to personal scandals to congressional gridlock. Donna Hoffman at the University of Northern Iowa studies that last measure. She analyzed the amount of legislation presidents got through Congress for the last 50 years. She's dubious that the second term curse is all that bad.
We oftentimes see that there is a little bit of a drop in terms of what presidents are able to accomplish in the second term, but it's not such a drop that one would go, aha, there it is, they're always less successful.
The drop is a little more than 10%. She says in a second term, lawmakers start to envision Washington without the sitting president.
And so they're political fortunes may start to diverge in that sense, even members of his own party.
While members of the other party have more interest than ever in investigations and subpoenas, then there are scandals, self-inflicted wounds that seem to pop up more often after re-election. Partly that's because these things can take years to come to light.
President Obama actually went the longest of any contemporary president without a scandal. So you can think about the current context as also reflecting a kind of scandal backlog.
Brendan Nyhan of Dartmouth has studied when presidents are most vulnerable to scandal. His research shows that the danger zone comes during slow news periods when the president's popularity is especially low among the other party. In other words, this moment is a perfect storm for President Obama.
President Obama is unpopular with the Republican base, and there's not much going on in the news. When you add the Republicans' control of the House and the committees there to investigate the administration, President Obama is at a great deal of risk.
But no presidency is black and white. In fact, many who endure beatings after re-election go on to accomplish a lot. Clinton was impeached, then he passed legislation, oversaw a growing economy, and left office more popular than when he started. Reagan endured the Iran-Contra scandal, but then he had major foreign policy victories and wound up an icon. David Greenberg is an historian at Rutgers.
In a way, if we define the curse so broadly that it could include bad policies, scandals, personal failings, well, then you look at the president's first terms, and there's also a first-term curse.
In fact, out of the 44 U.S. presidents, only 21 have served more than a full term. In other words, there may be a second-term curse, but for more than half the presidents, a first-term curse never even let them get that far. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.